You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I can't do the Halloween laugh. I'm doing, I can't do it. Sorry, happy Halloween! Happy holla flippin' ween Halloween! Great, great day. Got a good show today. Okay, apparently this is interesting. Study has come out saying left-handed people are more likely to be psychotic. Now, mind you, my mother's left-handed, okay? So you didn't need a study for this one. But still, nevertheless. Left-handed people are likely to be psychotic. Why is that? Is that really, really true? And we'll talk about some famous left-handed people. Then, scientists have been able to invent artificial blood. So we're going to talk about what the artificial blood is and how, I guess, all you have to do is add water. Okay, then I guess the NSA ticking off more people as Yahoo and Google have, I guess, found out that NSA broke into their records. What's going on here? Leave Yahoo alone. And then, is that the song, Yahoo? I don't know how to do the Yahoo song. I guess many places are giving free donuts, Legos, pancakes, burritos today. Find out where we could get our free food. And I guess Belgium is considering a euthanasia law for children. If kids and their families want to euthanize the child. Pretty spooky stuff today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too spooky to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go into the history of Halloween. I know many of us think it's all about going to Walmart and getting cheap candy, which, by the way, really, if we kind of put in a nutshell, that's how a lot of us look at it. But there are ties back to, I guess, 2,000 years ago. Okay, let's go to history.com. History.com has some real, real cool stuff. And they said that Halloween's origins date back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. Now, the Celts lived 2,000 years ago in an area that is now Ireland, right? That's why a lot of us go trick-or-drink, right? Luck of the Irish, okay? They also lived in an area where the UK is, northern France, etc. And they would celebrate their New Year November 1, all right? Because it marked the end of summer and the harvest and then the beginning of the dark cold winter. They didn't know about global warming and why now weather's really screwed up. It was like 70-some degrees yesterday where I lived. But anyway, all right, so apparently the Celts believe that on the night before the new year, because again, their new year started November 1, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead become blurred. So on the night of October 31st, they celebrated Samhain. It's spelled Samhain, but I guess it's Samhain. And they believe that the ghosts of the dead return to the earth. There would be crop issue and trouble and all sorts of stuff that the spirits would do. Pretty spooky stuff. Now, the Celts thought that the presence of otherworldly spirits made it easier for the druids, who were the priests, to make predictions about the future. So the druids would build huge, remember on Spaceballs, right, druid? Yeah. The druids built huge sacred bonfires where the people would burn crops and animals to sacrifice to the Celtic deities. During the celebration, here it comes, they wore costumes. French maid, pilot, no. Okay, they wore Batman costumes. Now, these costumes would consist of animal heads and skins, which would attempt to tell each other's fortunes. When the celebration was over, they relit their fires and then that they had extinguished earlier, and then maybe they burned the costumes. I don't know. Now, by 43 A.D., the Roman Empire had conquered the Celtics, but, all right, no, we're not talking basketball, but in the course of 400 years, when they ruled over the Celtic lands, they, I guess, still celebrated Samhain. So Halloween kept going on. Then, by 609 A.D., Pope Boniface IV dedicated the Pantheon in Rome in honor of all Christian martyrs. Now, I'm reading this as we go. How does that, where does chocolate come in? Okay. All Souls Day was celebrated similarly with bonfires, parades, etc. And then the All Saints Day celebration, also called All Hallows or All Hallowmas, right, was also done on the traditional night. Okay, so then now America gets involved. Okay, so now we're in America. So now we're in about the 1800s. And Halloween became more common in Maryland, I guess, than the other colonies. I guess a lot of the European, then ethnic groups started to mesh with the American Indians, and then an American version of Halloween began to emerge. You would start to actually have parties. As opposed to everybody being scared to death of the ghosts, they would actually have parties. They would have dancing and singing, etc. But back in colonial times, they would do mischief-type stuff, okay? And I guess there was all sorts of tricks that people would do. By the second half of the 19th century, okay, the new immigrants that were fleeing the potato famine back in 1846, etc., the new immigrants really started to help mold the American Halloween. So they used Irish and English traditions, and Americans began to dress up as costumes. And they go house to house asking for food or money. All right? This food or money later transformed to trick or treat. Young women thought that they could, I guess, capture their future husband by doing tricks like using, I guess, yarn and apples and things like that, you know. See, me, again, the French maid works. Then, by the late 1800s, America said, you know what, let's actually make Halloween a holiday. So, rather than all the witchcraft and ghost stuff, they started to do the parties. Then they had games, and then the costumes. And then, they started to really capitalize on the whole grotesque stuff. I don't think zombies were around back then. All right, and then now Halloween kind of secular, right? And people now do trick or drink, where you go to each other's houses and have people pour alcohol in your glass. Not that I recommend that. So that's the history of Halloween. Hey, that was better. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in on this Halloween. I know that's going to get annoying. Hey, I could have very easily been playing the She Did the Mash, you know, like a Monster Mash song. I could have very easily done that. So, you know, just either deal with my spooky voice or don't. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Spookifying us coast to coast is Genesis Communications Network and Don, who is working the dials with his spooky fingers. I'm still on Walking Dead. I apologize if I've accidentally called it Walking Bad or Breaking Dead. Remember, I just finished watching all the Breaking Bads, and now I'm into the Walking Dead. Very, very happy because I thought one of them died in one episode, and damn, that's really a good segment. It's just I hope I'm as interested in it after Halloween. You know, all the zombie stuff. I was wondering why everybody was so big on zombies. Because, you know, I saw the Brad Pitt World War Z movie, and it was, eh. I mean, it was okay. You know, I mean, for a Brad Pitt movie, it could have been better. I had no idea you guys have been watching The Walking Dead this whole time. No wonder you guys are freaked out about a zombie apocalypse. Wow. Okay, let's go to left-handed people. Left-handed people in a study found to be more likely to suffer from psychotic disorders, including schizophrenia. This is a real shame because some real brilliant people are left-handed. Real brilliant people are left-handed. So, you know, the left-handedness, people always ask, well, that means, you know, if you're left-handed, you're smarter in literature. If you're right-handed, you're smarter in math. You know, they're starting to now debunk some of that, because they like to use the word debunk, so they're debunking. Yeah, isn't that a fun one? Debunk. Bunk. You got that kind of horn sound when you say bunk. You know, they're starting to find that actually sometimes both parts of the brain actually are involved in, you know, many of the facets of our mathematical calculations and our language skills, etc. Like, for example, I could pick up languages and accents very, very well. I could, you know, understand Shakespeare. I could recite Shakespeare, but I am extremely right dominant. I can't do nothing with my left hand. Nothing. I can't brush my hair, brush my teeth, hold a phone. My left side just does nothing, really. It just doesn't want to do anything. It's just, it's very weak. And my right side is very, very dominant. I'm very right-handed. So, you know, people saying, well, you know, you're not going to be good at languages. You hablo español. You hablo español muy bien. So I can, you know, I'm comfortable with my right side of the brain that's supposed to enact, quote-unquote, the left. But I'm very, very right dominant. Now, left-handed people have been persecuted for centuries. If you were left-handed, people would think you were a witch. Kids would be killed if they were left-handed in olden days. And so many parents, when they saw the child be more left-dominant, they would try to train them to use the right. It was pretty, pretty scary. All right? But left-handed people still are discriminated against. Right? Scissors, keyboards. You know, everything is still very right dominant. Certain desks, you know, we have a blood draw chair. The blood draw chair is very right dominant. You know, and people say, well, you know, do this hand because I have to write with this hand, do this arm, you know. So, left-handedness, because they're the minority, they still have an uphill battle. Well, now we throw this on top of it. They say scientists and psychologists have long been interested in handedness because the brain develops asymmetrically and some cognitive processes develop from the right or the left. Okay, now, that's according to science20.com. But they found greater prevalence of psychosis in left-handed people. Now, they only looked at 107 individuals from a public psychiatric clinic seeking treatment in an urban low-income community, and determined the frequency of left-handedness with the group of patients identified with different types of mental disorders. They found that 11% of those diagnosed with mood disorders like depression and bipolar were left-handed, but 40% of those with schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder were left-handed. Now, some of you said, wait a second, that means 60% could have been right-handed. I agree. All right, so I'm still trying to figure this out as we go. According to the author, they said, our results show a strikingly higher prevalence of left-handedness among patients presenting with psychotic disorders, such as schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder, compared to patients presenting for mood symptoms like depression or bipolar. Our data showed that whites with psychotic illness were more likely to be left-handed than black patients. Even after controlling for this, a large difference between psychotic and mood disorder patients remained. Alright, so I know not a lot of left-handed people. I doubt they have psychosis or schizoaffective disorder, etc. But, let's kind of take a look and see who among us are left-handed. Alright, well, signing the Obamacare legislation was our left-handed President Barack Obama. Bill Clinton, 42nd President of the United States, left-handed. George Bush Sr., Gerald Ford, Abraham Lincoln, Harry Truman, James Garfield, those were presidents who were left-handed. Now, this is coming from lefthand.wikia.com. Now, what about other political leaders who are left-handed? Ollie North, Bob Dole, John McCain, Prince William. Well, we knew that. We knew William and Kate. Yeah, Prince William. Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel. Woo! Very sexy. Mm-hmm. Talk my own. Left-handed. Prime Minister David Cameron of the U.K., Supreme Court Justice Ruth Ginsburg, left-handed. Let's move on. Rand Paul is left-handed. Mayor Michael Bloomberg is left-handed. And Ehud, Judge of Israel, was left-handed. Ehud, back in biblical times. Now, what about some famous people? Judy Garland, left-handed. Julia Roberts, Bruce Willis, we all knew was left-handed. Keanu Reeves, Matt Broderick, left-handed. Hugh Jackman, who's sexy? Kate Hudson, Angelina Jolie, Whoopi Goldberg, Sarah Jessica Parker, Nicole Kidman. Lawrence Fishburne, left-handed, Scarlett Johansson, Morgan Freeman, Rock Hudson, Dennis Quaid, Julianne Moore, Richard Dreyfuss. Boy, the list goes on. A lot of left-handers. And I don't think any of them are going for psychosis. Ray Liotta, he plays sometimes a psychotic person in the movie, but no. Jason Bateman. You know, that would be nice if I become famous one day where I'm in the right-handed list. That would be nice. People would be on the radio going, and you know, Dr. Dahlia is right-handed. Oh, no way, I'm like Dr. Dahlia. Diane Keaton. Oh, Bruce Boxley. Remember how sexy Bruce Boxley was in the 80s? Gosh, what was he? No, something with a falcon. Not Falcon Crest. I remember Bruce Boxinger was in something very, very sexy. Okay, let's move on. I want to see who else is left-handed, but I don't really want to look at any. Okay, TV stars. Oprah Winfrey. Gordon Ramsay. Chef Gordon Ramsay, left-handed. Jerry Seinfeld and Jason Alexander, left-handed. So half of Seinfeld was left-handed. Jon Stewart, Tina Fey, Dan Aykroyd. You know, I can understand a lot of comedians like Will Ferrell, Trey Parker. These guys are left-handed. I know a lot of you watch South Park and think it's psychotic. Trey Parker, Sacha Baron Cohen, Borat, is left-handed. Jay Leno is left-handed. Howie Mandel, Seth Rogen, Chris Tucker, Drew Carey. I don't know about Bob Barker. Now, James Cameron, director James Cameron, Spike Lee, Chris Nolan are all left-handed. And then musicians, Paul McCartney, Phil Collins, David Bowie, Annie Lennox are all left-handed. Isaac Hayes, Billy Ray Cyrus, Ricky Martin. She bangs, but bangs with his left hand. George Michael, Lady Gaga, left-handed, Pink. Justin Bieber, who cares about that? Okay, are we done? Is that enough? Oh, you know what? Van Gogh, I thought, was left-handed. Let's look at, see if we have artists who were left-handed. Leonardo da Vinci was left-handed. Rembrandt, left-handed. John von Eyck, left-handed. Vincent van Gogh. Vincent van Gogh, remember he cut off his ear? He was known to have bipolar. Left-handed. Very interesting. Bill Gates, left-handed. Stephen Cook. Michael Collins, the astronaut. Sports. Oh, a lot of sports people. Daryl Strawberry, Lamar Odom. Let me see who else I recognize. Don Mattingly. Tim Tebow is left-handed. Larry Bird. Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, what about our animated television, our fictional characters? Bart Simpson is left-handed. Garfield is left-handed. Marge Simpson is left-handed. Ned Flanders is left-handed. SpongeBob SquarePants, left-handed. So this psychosis thing may be true. Wheezy from Dragon Tales was left-handed. Mulan, Peter Griffin, left-handed. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, what about some of these action figures like Hellboy? You're right, Hellboy was left-handed, so was Tron. And then finally, video games. Reno from Final Fantasy, left-handed. Shadow the Hedgehog, don't know that one. Sid Highwind from Final Fantasy VII. Sephiroth, whoever the hell that is. I don't know, I'm trying to look for some World of Warcraft. Zeon from Kingdom Hearts, and Zero. Okay, are we done? Can we move on? Okay. Those are your list of some of the left-handers. Do I think they're more prone to psychosis? No, I don't. Cut them some slack. All right, we'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dahlia's show, 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHL. Hi. See, you know what? The problem is, by the time November hits, that's when I'll have my spooky voice down. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Myra wants to know about ADHD and left-handedness. There was a study in the past, and it actually was a very similar study that I think included schizophrenia, where they looked at left-handed people and found an increased risk of attention deficit disorder and left-handedness. And, you know, if I could remember correctly, and I'd have to look this up, I think the reason why that was studied is a while back they looked at if a baby becomes left-handed because of genetics or because of stressors in the womb. And I apologize if I'm just trying to go back from memory, but I think there was a study where if there was, like, increased stress in the womb or stress by the pregnant mom, the cortisol could possibly cause a change in the development, causing more non-right-handed children, I guess. I have to think back to what that was. But there was a study looking at moms having stress or stressful life events. You know, like, for example, they could have probably very easily looked at, like, pregnant moms of World War II, the World Trade Center, or pregnant moms of World War II, or pregnant moms dealing with I don't know, in the Sandy Hook vicinity in Connecticut. I guess there's a variety of ways you could look back to see who was pregnant during the time of something very stressful happening and seeing if the baby changed to right-handed. But you see, this is the thing. Where I'm a little confused about that is babies, many times these fetuses will show their dominance already in the womb. I mean, one of my kids, he was hopping and skipping and jumping and snap, crackling, popping all over the place in my tummy. And he just looked right-handed dominant with his right hand. So whether I had any stressful events or if the in-laws came to visit all the time, I don't think that really would have changed. I think he already was right dominant before we could even think about it. So I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, unless it's early on. But I got to look that study up. Great question, though. All right, 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Where was that? Where apparently there's supposed to be a lot of free food. All right, even though I'm supposed to be encouraging vegetables and vegetarian eating and fish, etc. Hey, if something is free, all right, that comes first. All right, let's see. Nah, health comes first. Okay, so apparently there are national retailers. This is being reported by business.time.com. National retailers are promising free donuts, Legos, pancakes, burritos, corn dogs. Okay, corn dogs, I really don't know the nutritional benefit of those. All right, and some pretty interesting discounts. It looks like Bass Pro Shops. I love Bass Pro Shops. They offer trick-or-treating, free Halloween crafts, free in-store photos, and other giveaways through Halloween night. Boston Market. If you use a coupon on the businesstimecom.link, I guess customers get one free kids meal with the purchase of a regular meal. That's brilliant. Look, guys, free meals. Boston Market, you can get vegetables. I think I don't have a Boston Market in my area anymore, but I think there's like a lot of spinach and stuff. Chipotle. From 4 p.m. until closing time on Halloween, a burrito, bowl, salad, taco meal goes for $3, and anyone coming to Chipotle in a costume. Some of you have Old Country Buffet. Kids 11 and under eat free on Halloween when they are in costume. 11 and under. I know I have a 13-year-old. I try to always say, right? You know, the problem is the 13-year-old is actually taller than me. It's really hard for me to try to get the 12 and under discount with that kid. IHOP. Kids 12 and under get run-free scary face pancake. Uh-oh. Oreos, candy corn, and whipped cream from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Halloween. See, here's the thing. Okay, the reason why these guys are doing it, I mean, we're going trick-or-treating tonight. I mean, as much as I really dig IHOP and their chicken Florentine crepes, which are really delicious, but I know they're high in calories, so you have to ask for no Hollandaise sauce. The problem is, I'm not going to take my kids to go and get sugar at dinner because I need to take them to Halloween. But I got to tell you, what's good about this is, let's say you live in an area where you don't feel safe to go trick-or-treating, at least you could go someplace and get some yummies. Jamba Juice, free kids smoothies, Krispy Kreme. If you wear a costume on Halloween at a participating Krispy Kreme, you get a free donut. Lego store. Lego store, you get a Lego store Halloween keychain. And they're handing out candy. If you go to the Olive Garden, the Red Lobster, Longhorn, free kids meal at the restaurants. And Olive Garden, wait a second, Red Lobster, it goes through November 7th. Oh, damn. You know what? Because you know how much money I've spent on those costumes? I could go to Red Lobster and get a free kids meal. The problem is I only got one kid that qualifies. And he's 11, and he's looking kind of tall. I really got to do something to make my kids look smaller because I really need those discounts. Okay, so those are the freebies. Please remember to brush your teeth. Please remember to eat healthy throughout the year. I let it go on Halloween. I let you guys do what you need to do on Halloween. Now, you notice I don't say Christmas or Thanksgiving. And the reason why is there's ways to do Christmas dinner and Thanksgiving healthy. Okay, turkey, as long as it's not fried, okay, turkey's not that bad. Okay, if you eat sweet potato, right, without throwing a whole bunch of sugar on it, that's not that bad. Regular baked potatoes, not bad. Greens, green bean casserole that doesn't have too many calories. You could actually do Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner without overdoing the calories. Halloween, very tough to do. So be careful out there. Now, let's say you do eat a bunch of pasta, red meat, soda. Will that do anything, you know, besides obesity and heart disease? Yeah, they actually say depression. pasta, red meat, soda linked to depression. This study published in Brain Behavior and Immunity. Don't all go to the newsstand at once. According to this report, the inflammation from red meat, pasta, soda now causes even more issues beyond obesity, and it could cause depression. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm in a funk, there is nothing that pleases me more than a trip to Outback or Olive Garden. Well, let me just say that right now. And I am a happy girl if I could sink my teeth into some meat or pasta. But they say, linked to depression. In September 2013, research conducted at the University of Eastern Finland found a healthy diet was associated with a decreased depression risk in men. The study reinforces the hypothesis, they say, that a healthy diet not only wards off depression, but also prevents it. Okay, now, if you ate berries, vegetables, whole grains, lean meat, and liver, if you had a diet with liver, less depression risk. Now, to me, that's a little counterintuitive. You slap a big, ugly, slithery piece of liver for me to eat, there is no way you're going to get a smile cracked out of me. Diets high in sausages, processed meat, sugar-containing desserts and snacks, sugary drinks, manufactured foods, French rolls, baked and processed potatoes, increased depression in men. Whew! Okay, men. So we women are good. Okay. Whew! Oh, no, I said, oh, no, now they're talking depression in women. Ah, crap. Women. They say out of a test pool of more than 40,000 females, that had to have been some big pool, who had no sign of clinical depression at the start of the research, if you had soda, ate red meat, fatty red meat, pasta on a daily basis, 29 to 41% more likely to be diagnosed or treated for depression. Well, then you know what? I'll pop a Prozac. Please, don't take away my red meat. Come on. Well, you know, I'm not depressed. Yet, I mean, I've... Yes, I exercise a lot. I try to eat healthy. I love my meat. Let me have, I don't eat meat all the time, but let me have a big, rip-roaring, succulent piece of prime rib every now and then, for crying out loud. What's more, women in the high-risk group, for maybe they were depressed because there were 40,000 women in one pool. They said we have three biomarkers for inflammation, meaning we're going to die of a heart attack. Well, that sucks. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm going to be wearing the same costume tonight for Halloween that I wore on the weekend for the Halloween parties, except for some reason my costume has an extra addition today. It's a pimple. You know, I don't understand. I'm in my 40s, right? Why are we still getting pimples? I thought puberty ended for me years ago. So I apologize. That wasn't supposed to come with the costume. And definitely I'm going to have to use a lot of makeup. One of you had asked me a while back, is makeup bad to cover up pimples? Should you have your daughter not wear makeup? Well, of course. You know, you want your face to get air, and you don't want to compact and cover up and cause any other festering with the makeup. But then we also got to be realistic, okay? I can't be scaring everybody out there. I'm trying to be a good-looking French mate. A sexy French mate can't be having a pimple. So many of us will put makeup on. Do we absorb any of the chemicals? Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've been absorbing the phthalates with our hairspray and our lipstick and our makeup for years. We still don't know what all the stuff it does to us, all right? Which is why I always tell people try not to put makeup on when you're broken out, but we all do it anyway. We've been doing it for years. Stars are doing it for years. I'm sure Judy Garland during The Wizard of Oz had pimples and had to cover it up. So, I mean, we all do it, all right? And it's okay. I mean, I can't say it's okay. right? You know, but, I mean, who's going to go around uncovered? Now, let's talk about this artificial blood. Artificial blood has been created by scientists in no other place but Romania. Yeah, right, Romania. Okay, the blood contains water and salts along with the protein known as hemerythrin, which is extracted from sea worms. Researchers from Babes Bolyai University in Cluj-Napoca, Romania, found it could help end blood supply shortages and preventions through donations by making this. Okay, now this is some pretty good-looking stuff. This comes from the Daily Mail. Dr. Raju Silagi Dumitrescu added that it may even lead to an easier name for him to pronounce. No, it may even lead to the creation of instant blood that can be transported and turns into artificial blood when all you do is add water, like Tang. You know how awesome and what a breakthrough Tang was, right? All you had to do was add water. Okay, yeah, it's like, wow. See, no, hot cocoa still does not get the same credit that Tang does because hot cocoa, you still got to heat up. We're talking, you could take Tang, you could be on the school bus, even your Kool-Aid, add the water, and make your instant drink. All right? They say up until now, efforts to create artificial blood have failed as the fluid was unable to withstand the chemical and mechanical stresses placed on it. Now, unlike hemoglobin, hemerythrin remains stable when exposed to physical and chemical stress. The artificial blood has been tested on laboratory mice. They had no side effects. Laura Sinpetru from Softpedia reports that the researchers hope to roll out the artificial blood in clinical trials involving human volunteers within a year or two. Apparently, they've been doing research in Edinburgh and Bristol University using stem cells from bone marrow to make blood. We need to make a whole bunch of type O negative blood. Now, we talked about universal donor, universal recipients, etc. We talked about AB, ABO blood. We talked about what that means depending on the antigens of the blood. You can't just get your brother's blood or your sister's blood or Brad Pitt's blood and live. You could have a transfusion reaction if it's not the right type of blood. Well, O negative is the type of blood where it could be donated to anybody, which is why O negative is one of the most sought after blood types. Because if we don't know what your blood type is and you need blood immediately, we could give you O neg and pretty much be safe. Okay, but we can't give you AB, AB. Okay? Now, let's say you are AB. If you are an AB blood type, you're a universal recipient. So then you could get any blood. You could get A blood, you could get B blood, you could get O blood. But if you are O negative yourself, you're going to have a hell of a time getting blood. You could only get O negative. Do you guys remember, what's that? No, that's the MacGyver song, the A-Team. Remember Mr. T needed blood and the only blood he could get was from Murdoch? He's like, I don't want the fool's blood. That guy's a fool. I'm going to get fool blood in me. And yeah, and then Murdoch was O negative, and Mr. T was O negative, BJ Baracus, so B.A. Baracus, and so they had to get the blood. Yeah, you guys remember that. That was scary, and you're like, oh, my gosh, because, you know, what blood type am I? Because I don't want to have Murdoch's blood. And it was okay. You know, he didn't get crazy in him or anything like that. It was okay. But we need a lot of O neg. And with blood supply shortages and people not donating blood and blood not being able to stay as long, being able to come up with blood on demand is way cool. We could carry it in our purses. The universal donor blood could be given to 98% of the population. Keep in mind, you could have some people that have some weird antigen and they react anyway. But for the most part, it's pretty good. From what we understand, thousands of lives are lost throughout the world because people hemorrhage during labor and delivery, during childbirth. There's a variety of other cases. Somebody will get shot or cut, etc., and they could bleed to death. The French have started early-stage human trials where stem cell blood and other researchers around the world are making hemoglobin. Now, hemoglobin is that red cell protein that brings oxygen to the body. We've talked about hemoglobin and hematocrit. Your hemoglobin is vital to carrying oxygen around the body. This is why carbon monoxide kills. Carbon monoxide, CO, monoxide, meaning one oxygen, as opposed to CO2, carbon dioxide, that we breathe out. Carbon monoxide attaches to hemoglobin and prevents the oxygen from latching on. So CO is being brought to your tissues as opposed to O2. And therefore, you end up asphyxiating and dying. That's why carbon monoxide poisoning is so deadly. Okay? That's the hemoglobin. That's the one, that's the red cell protein that carries it. So let me see. Okay, so they're hopefully going to be making more blood. I'm sure it's going to be red. Wouldn't that be cool if they, like, you know, with Breaking Bad, you know, make it blue, right? Add some blue food. No, don't put blue food coloring into the blood. This sucker has to be pretty pure. But sea worms, thank you, sea worms. So for those of you that like to fry worms in the sun, we used to do that in the summer with fry worms, right? Well, I don't know why there'd be a worm. I grew up in Las Vegas in Scottsdale, Arizona, and so we would find, you know, bugs, and we would sit there and light them on fire using a magnifying glass, but sometimes you could just leave a worm. The worms will just fry in the sun on the sidewalk because it would get so hot. It was pretty bad. And you have no idea because these guys could be, you know, what's giving us our artificial blood. All right. So I know many of you are listening right now. It's Halloween. Please let me stress to be very, very careful. This is the holiday where we see the most amount of traffic accidents of kids. Kids are zigzagging across the street. A lot of us are going to want to get home because we ate a lot of chocolate and we have to take a dump or something. No, 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 no. Please, please, please. Go slow. Do all your peeing and pooping at the party or whatever you're doing tonight. But realize there are kids running around and they're wearing dark costumes. One of my kids' costumes is this dark headless horseman. You can't even see his face. And he's all covered up in black. And, I mean, I'm going to be trick-or-treating with them. I still trick-or-treat with my kids. All right. I mean, I hang out with the grown-ups, but I'm nervous. And we're going to be in a neighborhood that has speed bumps, but still, this is when kids get hit by cars, so you've got to be careful. And parents, don't be trick-or-drinking. We don't want you drinking and getting drunk because you need to be there and pay attention to the kids. Plus, you got to drive home. I know a lot of you got to trick-or-treat in your own neighborhood, but some of us, we like to go to the rich neighborhoods because there's better candy. And then remember, wait 30 minutes before you brush your teeth because of the acid. You can let them suck on the candy. Try to avoid those chews, all right? Maybe let them rinse with some water, but then brush your teeth really good after 30 minutes. All right, guys, stay on board another couple hours. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.